Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 149.
Two. Good to go. The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Representative Warren. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Warren.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Most gracious God, we appeal to you this day to bless those in service to their fellow man throughout this magnificent state that you have blessed us with. Lord, we ask that you protect our law enforcement and medical first responders. Keep them safe from harm. We ask that you guide and direct their minds and their hands as they seek to treat those injured and hurt among us. We ask that you inspire those in your pastoral service to make renewed efforts to outreach programs to bring the word of salvation and spiritual accountability to their neighborhoods. We ask that you help our educators focus on academic concentrations in lieu of social agendas to help prepare our children for self-sufficiency and independence as adults. Finally, Lord, we ask that you enlighten our elected officials at all levels of public service, local, county, state, and national, that all their decisions will reflect in the best outcomes for all the people with the greatest benefit for all as a whole. Finally, again, Lord, we sincerely thank you for your great patience with our shortcomings and our failures. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Warren is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for October 26 has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Warren moves that the journal for October the 26th be approved as written. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed, no. The ayes have it. Petitions, memorials, or papers addressed to the General Assembly or to the House, the clerk will read.
The State of North Carolina, Roy Cooper, Governor. The appointment of Donnie Loftus, 2021-2022, by the Governor of the State of North Carolina, a proclamation. Whereas Representative Dana Bumgardner, elected representative from the House District 109, 2021-2022 General Assembly, passed away on October 2nd, 2021, and whereas the provisions of North Carolina General Statute 163-11 requires that the vacancy created by the passing of Representative Dana Bumgardner be filled by appointment of the person recommended by the members of the Executive Committee of the Gaston County Republican Party residing in the House District 109. And whereas the Gaston County Republican Party has notified me that a member of its executive committee residing in the House District 109 recommend Donnie Loftus of Gaston County, North Carolina to fill the unexpired term. I do by these persons appoint Donnie Loftus as a member of the North Carolina House of Representatives 2021-2022 General Assembly. A witness whereof I have hereunto signed my name and affixed the great seal of the State of North Carolina and the capital of the city of Raleigh, the 27th day of October in the year of our Lord, 2021, and of the independence of the United States of America, 246, Roy Cooper, Governor.
Noted, Representative Loftus will be seated on Monday evening. Chapter bills will be noted. Okay. Introduction of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
Representative Destin Hall, House Bill 976, a bill to be entitled an act to realign North Carolina House of Representatives District following the return of the 2020 federal decennial census.
The bills is referred to the committees on redistricting. Notices and announcements. The first one I would like to make mention of is that we would like to recognize and we would like to congratulate Representative Donnie Loftus for his appointment and Obviously, it's been made official, and we look forward to Monday night to your swearing in, but welcome, and we're glad to have you. Second, I would like to, upon a motion of Representative McNeely and Representative Adams, representing Iredell and Catawba County, we have some guests in our gallery, John William Ward, Claude London, Frank Turner, and Amelia Kennedy. We would like to welcome you to our chamber. Representative Warren is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, November 1st at 7 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Warren moves, seconded by Representative John, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene. All those on Monday, November the 1st at 7 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed will say no. I guess I do also, I failed to do it. Next week, Monday will be a voting session. Is that correct? So next week is, to my understanding, all days will be a voting days. With that, we are adjourned.
On motion of the chair, a SEER referral to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House is added to House Bill 976, House Redistricting Plan 2021.